Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting live from the UBC campus in the middle of midterms, it seems. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Christina.
And we've got a great show planned for you today. That was The North by Wanda Girl. She's a Canadian producer, and she's only 17 years old.
And if you didn't recognize it, that was the beginning of the national anthem.
Yes, and if you didn't recognize it, you're a bad Canadian. So we've got a great show planned for you. We're going to be playing music from Party Next Door, from FKA Twigs, and we're going to be getting into some rap by Shad. And I'm not sure if you recognize the other song that Wonder Girl did, and that was on the Jay-Z album.
Right.
Crown.
That's
and she was 16 at the time, and she was featured on Jay-Z's latest album, and from there her career just exploded.
That's huge to be featured at 16 on a Jay-Z album when, you know, she's female, she's 16. And
yeah, it was really amazing. And she's been working with a number of artists since, and I think she's really going to be breaking over into the US. So we're going to get into some more music right now. Here is Party Next Door with East Liberty.
The summer's over. We're watching the sun finally set. Seems like it's forever now, but forever's here. Cruise out of the town in a rental. Listen in the silence crescendo. But you the only one I miss. Cause you the only one I. Summer's over, and I feel the same way you do. Summer's falling, and we're watching the sun finally set. Sometimes I hear the ocean while driving down oceans. I got an ocean.
friends calling your name. Ooh, yeah. Cruise out of the town in a rental. Listen in the silence crescendo. But you're the only one I miss. Cause you're the only one I. Summer's over.
Resurrections. Check it out. I'm just spitting that for the love of spitting rap. Hits like Nickelback singing with the Diplomats. Written by Max Martin swinging with the wiffle bat. Hear the pistol blast, then I hit the track. Running like a Kenyan, cause I'm Kenyan. Ask my mama. Yeah, I'm running like a Kenyan. See, I'm running like Obama on that ticket. This is wicked as that Broadway play with the witches in it. Tell me who's the sickest kid I'm putting on a clinic. Listen, you know no one will really touch in the lyrics. So touching when I'm touching on any subject. I'm fearless, they can't stop. It, I'm loving it, munching nuggets in Paris. See the throne? That's my zone. Don't let me even get near it, please. I'm ahead of my time. Wait, now I'm ahead of the time. Sped up ahead of the beat. Speaking of time, whenever I head to the meet, I'm always ahead of the heat. Head of my class, egging with glasses, leaving these heads with a classic. Now let me just head to the back, let my head on a nap for a bit.
Please, we just ride.
Talking Francais, some just sweet dining with chopsticks. You sly dog, and you're from Africa, right? That's amazing. That's really great. Fascinating. See, I got fans that say, oh, hey, Shad, I hate rap, but I like you. Well, I hate that, but I like you. Or at least I like that you like me, so I won't spite you. It's not your fault you're a white dude, likes white music, I like too. Just don't be surprised by my IQ, please. It's like back in high school, they said highbrow. I said, hi, who? That's Shakespeare, that's a haiku. I liked high roll, so I was like, dude, that's basic. That's like crude, but your old plays to my iTunes. Use your common sense. Matter of fact, use common sense. For that matter, use Ice Cube, hmm? Don't think that we nice too, hmm? Cause we don't look like you, cause we don't know how to tie ties, and our grandparents weren't tycoons, please. Let me finish my type.
Please, we just vibing. Next thing you know, we vibing. The way we styling. People in here might get violent. The way we vibing. Next thing you know, we vibing. The way we styling. People in here might come
up. I see these kids trying to network NBC. Plaque and Masters in the same week. I'm still marching to the same beat, MPC. I just feel like I see the same tweets and MP3s. I guess we're not in the same league, MVP. Guess that means we're in the same league, but I'm 23. That's LeBron, that's Jordan. Either way, I'm the best draft. MGD. If I'm not in the dot, find me in BC. East Van is the ride and I'm the MPP. Cause I really run that party, not the NDP. I'm playing NPG, Prince and 10cc. They say the kids got balls by the plenty beat. Sacks like Kenny G, any key. Kings like Akeem and Semi, we the hottest. They keep talking like they got it. I'm like, let me see.
Please.
Welcome back. You're listening to CATR 101.9 FM, and that was Shad featuring Socrates with Stylin'. And before that, we heard Magic Jordan with You. And Shad is a really good rapper. I hadn't listened to him as much before, but I really like him.
Yeah, definitely. He's great. He's from Ontario.
Everyone's from Ontario.
I was waiting for that. Yeah.
Yeah, we were just
can't escape it.
Talking about how, I mean, the whole show that we've played so far is artists from Toronto, the Toronto area, and we've had an explosion of interest in Canada now, but it seems to primarily be targeted towards Toronto and
we've
that area.
We've got to get it on the West Coast.
Yeah, but Shad does have some BC connections, doesn't he?
He does. He has his master's degree from SFU in Burnaby.
Wow.
Should be from UBC.
Yeah, should have been. Jeez, Shad. Yeah, that's awesome.
I think it's awesome that he's got, I mean, he's been doing music since, what, 2005? But he's also got his undergrad and his master's.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in all, during all that time.
Do you know what he got his degree in?
His undergrad is a business degree.
Wow.
And his master's degree is liberal studies.
I think if you want to be an artist, especially a rapper, you should have to have a business degree.
I definitely agree with that. I mean, well, I don't know if I definitely agree. Because then if you think about one of our friends, Paige Bradley, mm-hmm. she's a sculptor from London. She says, if you have a...
plan to fall back, you'll fall back.
Yeah, and if you have a fallback plan, well, then you've already planned to fall back.
That's true.
So there's that aspect of it, but I mean, I think, like, I do think with sort of having a rap career and it being, you know, a very difficult sort of thing to get into,
mm-hmm.
that business degree is only going to help you navigate.
Yeah, because the case that you see with a lot of rappers is they live pretty lavishly for a few years, and then they kind of fall off, and their friends disappear, and then...
Well, then I guess if you're... I mean, it's not really a fallback plan, then, is it? It's more of a supplement.
Yeah, which is it's a get-ahead plan, Christina.
Oh. All right, then.
Yeah, I think it doesn't hurt to have school behind you.
Well, the way he got started as well was he... In 2005, when he was 19, he won $17,000 from a radio station. It was a talent competition. And he took that money and put it into making his mixtape.
Wow.
So from the beginning, you know, winning money to support your talents, using your talent to win some money, and taking that money to sort of start developing.
Yeah. I think there's different ways you can hustle. And I think school is definitely... a hustle. And if we relate it back to us, if we had just kind of gone ahead without having school, we both took journalism school. So I think it's really helped when doing an interview versus just going off your
There's
own.
A huge fly in the studio. No, I do agree. I value education for sure.
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, Drake, he just graduated high school.
Yeah.
He values it. He's excited about it.
Yeah, congratulations to him. It's his birthday today.
It is. Happy birthday, Drake.
If Drake's listening to CATR, happy birthday. I'm sure there's some strippers there to celebrate with him.
Johnny and Lyra.
Yeah, so he got his degree, his diploma.
High school diploma.
His high school diploma last year. It must be hard if you're always, like, traveling.
Yeah, definitely.
Because he worked quite young.
Definitely.
We've got some great music coming up for the next half of our show. We're going to get into some FKA Twigs, but first, another Canadian rap artist. His name's Cadence Weapon, and here he is with Conditioning.
The old figures, my soul can't strand, is in high demand. But I only tell you that because I trust you. What's new? I black out on 100 miscues, daddy issues around the corner from this. I'm not trying to diss you, but I look so strange because I weight train as a form of dismissal. Back pain, clothes stained by clothes brain, and it's in a late year bender with a pan at the cost. No bones about it. Got monsters in the closet in the middle of a province. Chronic abuse, throwing up you, chronic in the booth. Sonic on a spot in public, I'm aloof. Coming proof of a loose peg square with a ruined bed. Dare you to tread around my head, it's a nuisance. I live in bad condition, but I got my conditioning. I know my numbers almost are, it's over, but I'm still broken up. I live in bad condition, but I got my conditioning. I use my provis with no vis. Comes off the law, the run up. Just drove in bad condition just to get me. My own
me so dismayed. I'm looking black and nowadays she used to sweep me, now she trains herself to hate me. And if I seem a little strange, I've been running tracks, watching running backs. I live in bad condition, but I got my conditioning. I know my number's almost up, it's over, but I'm still broken up.
And that was Cadence Weapon with Conditioning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasted live from UBC. I'm Christina.
And I'm Sarah.
And Cadence actually also went to journalism school. We were talking earlier in the show about how Shad had his master's from SFU.
And how Drake just got his high school diploma.
And Cadence, yeah, he didn't graduate. He did actually drop out of journalism school to pursue the music, but he's been rapping since he was 13, and he kind of got music in the family. His dad was Teddy Pemberton, who was a hip-hop DJ.
So, wow, that's so surprising to me that he dropped out of journalism school to do music.
It's surprising to me that he was like, he had a DJ father. He was rapping when he was 13, so definitely like had that music in his path, like. And then suddenly goes, oh, I think I'm going to pursue journalism school for a little bit.
That's hilarious.
I don't see the link there.
Because they always say, oh, journalism is a nice segue into PR or marketing.
Or it's a hobby.
It's a hobby, yeah.
With a lot of sort of the blogs that come up these days, it's like journalism can definitely be a hobby, it
seems.
So
can grammar and punctuation.
Definitely. So what do we have?
And logic.
Logic. What's coming up next in the show?
So we're going to get into some FKA Twigs. She's definitely our favorite artist of the moment. And we're going to be listening to some SZA, and we're going to get into some events as well after the break.
The state of hip-hop right now, man, as far as the way I see it, I think right now hip-hop is advancing as far as skills. You got brothers, you know what I'm saying, getting like more witty.
There ain't nobody to be pretty for. Let it rattle, let the clatter kill him, let the cataclysm wash. Who really listens? Precision with a verse draws a crowd.
Draw a line between an easy melody and peace of mind.
You got DJs doing all kind of crazy shit on the turntables. I like where it's going, and I like, you know what I'm saying, the creative process that brothers is trying to take it to right now.
Rally Rails and Brendan Butter in the place to be. Crimes and Treasons Radio, 101.9 FM, Vancouver, CITR.ca, every Tuesday, 9 till 11.
Dynamite!
The 9th Independent and Nonpartisan British Columbia Electoral Boundaries Commission wants your input on the area, boundaries, and names of provincial electoral districts to be used for the next two provincial general elections. This democratic process is a unique opportunity for British Columbians to provide their views about how their communities are represented geographically in the Legislative Assembly. Views, submissions, and presentations may be made through an online submission form at www.bc-ebc.ca, by email to info@bc-ebc.ca, or by mail to Post Office Box 9275, Station Provincial Government, Victoria, BC, V8W9J6. All submissions must be received by Sunday, November 16th, 2014. Visit the Commission's website to learn about the Commission, how to join a public hearing, view current electoral district maps, and provide input at www.bc-ebc.ca.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the downtown area at
The Baker and the Chef, Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Dunlevy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattooing, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, The Portside Pub, Save On Meats, and Vinyl Records.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Boyd Free Youth Clinic.
If you're going to be a zombie, be one with a brain. With Halloween just around the corner, the provincial government is doing something very scary by closing the only dedicated public youth medical clinic in Vancouver. The Pine Free Youth Clinic has been providing safe, confidential, effective, community-based health services for young adults and teens on the west side for over 40 years. The provincial government is closing this important clinic on October 31st. That's why David Eby, the MLA for Vancouver Point Grey, is standing up for the clinic with one last rally, a zombie walk to bring the Pine Free Clinic back from the dead. Come show your support for community-based, dedicated healthcare for young people at the Zombie Walk to Save the Pine Free Youth Clinic. It all takes place Sunday, October 26th from 1 to 2 p.m. in front of the clinic at West 4th and Maple Street in Kitsilano. Bring your best zombie outfit. Together we can bring the Pine Free Youth Clinic back to life. Non-zombies also work.
Gonna do the camera loves you, ain't that enough? You're craving for the
Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Christina.
And there's a fly in here as well, but he's busy flying. So that was FKA Twigs, and she is coming to the Commodore Ballroom on November 18th, and that's going to be a great show. It obviously sold out really fast. She has definitely grown on us. She's probably the most played artist on
I heard her. Right now. Well, I'm starting to hear her in all the shops now. So I heard her when I was shopping at Topshop the other day. But Topshop always has really good music.
And she's a British artist, and they tend to carry a lot of.
They always have really great in-store DJs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she's still independent, as far as I know. She's signed to a UK label, and she's touring right now. She's touring the UK, and Visionist is her opening artist, and he's from the UK.
And Visionist actually also performed at New Forms 14 earlier this year in September.
At Science World, and his set was phenomenal. He's a grime artist, and he's formed his own label and
Lost Codes.
Yeah, and before him, grime was something that was really primarily a UK thing, specifically like a London thing.
And for anyone who doesn't know, so grime, the genre has grown out of Garage
music, which was huge in the 90s and in the last decade. But it mostly stayed, I felt like, in London. But now it's starting to, I'm going to say it's because of the internet and the popularity.
Completely. I completely
being able to upload something to your SoundCloud and have anyone hear it.
Location doesn't matter in music anymore, not with the internet. It's, I mean, these sort of sounds that primarily are listened to in London, garage, grime. I mean, it's not regional anymore.
No, I think everyone has a platform now, and it's up to you whether you can be. I think even now, it's even harder to make it as an artist than it would have been before, because everybody can put their mixtape out.
I think it goes along back with, I mean, a lot to do with the internet, sort of the golden year for blogging, for example, would have been 2007. But if you also think about that time, that was the MySpace age, and so it was like a lot of the people, like Adele and
McConan,
they were on MySpace that sort of year, connecting with each other. So it's like that sort of year, I think, musically on the internet was just like golden. And now there is that sort of oversaturation in the sense that it's a lot harder to get noticed sort of on the internet. Whereas, you know, the pool was a lot smaller when McConan and Adele were connecting.
Definitely. They were kind of the forefathers of that, lack of a better word. And able to recognize that would be a good sort of trend. But I think now you have to be so much stronger in areas other than music. Before, it was just you have to hand your mixtape off to the right person and be heard. But now anyone can see you, so you have to have an image. I think image is one of the most
important
things.
Image is huge. And FKA Twigs, she's got an image. She's got a look. But, I mean, I feel like a lot of the ones who are doing well, like, I mean, in terms of, if you think about Lana, like, she had a look and everything before she got big.
Definitely.
I mean, there was a lot of sort of PR behind that, and they sort of made her look a lot more internet-based than she really was. But, I mean, yeah, with FKA Twigs, it's like, you look at her, and she's a little bit underground now, but it's, you can see her making that jump, and I think a lot of that has to do because she has such a strong image already.
And I think her image comes from herself. She seems super authentic with it, and it's not the most
Lana was PC. Heavily criticized for not being authentic with it.
That's true.
She's sort of packaged, I'd
yeah.
say.
Yeah, but I'd say Lana Del Rey's look was very, like, dreamy and nostalgic and sort of 50s and 60s inspired, but FKA Twigs is super in your face. She has a septum ring. She's got her baby hairs
all
glued
laid.
To her
all
face. And she's seen in kind of dark. She's a small
Which is
girl,
why it's so weird that she's dating
Robert Pattinson,
Twilight
a vampire
star.
From Twilight. So that's an odd couple for sure, but I'm sure they make it work. They seem really cute. She's getting a lot of hate, though, I read from, you know, the psychos that read Twilight.
All the Twilight fans, the Twihards, is that
yeah.
what they're called?
Yeah, the suburban moms and whoever listens, reads Twilight and watches the movies. But they have been attacking her Twitter, her Instagram, because FKA Twigs is partially black. I'm not sure if she's half, but they've just been coming at her and calling her all sorts of racist names.
It's ridiculous that race still gets brought into it.
And that... Yeah, that's okay, and that someone could think that that's okay. I don't know what happens to people when they go on the internet. I feel like when people go on the internet, it's like when they get behind
all
a car.
All gloves are off.
It's
oh,
like
when
internet
you get in
rage.
A car, yeah.
You wouldn't go up to someone's face and call them those names, but there's no problem to log in under mm-hmm. a fake name and call them all sorts of crazy, crazy things.
Well, if you're not a complete Twihard, then you should definitely check out FKA Twigs. And again, that's November 18th at the Commodore. Some other things going on in the city. Today is the beginning of Vancouver's Writers' Fest. And that's taking place at Granville Island. This year's theme is Discovery. Also happening today is the second annual Fall Festival of the Arts. And that goes on until October 31st at White Rock Center. And, of course, Shindig is...
is coming up, CITR's Shindig.
Hey, just because I left that open for you there.
Shindig is coming.
Is a mid-sentence. So it began earlier this week on Tuesday, and that's going to be running every Tuesday for the next little while until finals in February. And for anyone who doesn't know what Shindig is, it is CITR's 30-year-old annual band competition promoting new and local music.
Yeah, local music's huge on CITR. So it's great.
And we're on, so the next Shindig is, yeah, Tuesday. That's October 28th. It's night 2. And it's going to be Rainboard, Sam Tudor, Still Creek Murder.
And where does that happen?
And that's at the Hindenburg, which is 23 West Cordova.
We caught the finals last year.
Tickets are $6.
$6, yes. Yeah. We caught the finals last
we
year
did.
In December. And it was a really good time. And our friend Thomas's band, Den Mystery Fog, was playing. They made it to the finals. And I think they placed third, but I know Thomas had the time of his life there. So, yeah, I would definitely
check it out.
Shindig's
a good time. Definitely check it out.
And I feel like they have good prices on drinks, too, from what I can remember of the last finals. So we're going to get into some SZA. She's been working on her next album. She's part of TDE. Absol recently came down. He came to Fortune Sound Club, and we were at the show.
That was a crazy show.
It was a crazy show. It's been a while since I've been to Fortune, and it's been like that.
Sarah's camera lens got super fogged up.
Yeah, I went into the crowd to take some pictures, and immediately my lens fogged up. And I was like, what
is going on? I guess that's how you know
on?
It's a good show.
It was a really good show. It was completely packed, and
it was
sort of wall-to-wall, and his music's on tad on the aggressive side, so everyone was just jumping up and down, and I was just
It was
like,
a great show.
Please don't touch my camera. Please don't touch my camera. But, yeah, it was an awesome show. So here is SZA with Pray.
Pray for yourself on time. Pray for yourself on time.
sure, I just do. I jumped off the bridge. You say I fell, I say I flew. Missing parachute, feeling like Topanga, Patty mayonnaise. Kind of average with cream qualities. Got molecules I possess. Evermore, nothing less. I think I'm starting to feel something. I think I'm starting to feel something. Sandcastles are still real life. They hold dreams like the real ones do. I take care of building castles too. I think I'm starting to feel something. Here in the dark, I think I'm starting to feel.
Come on, get close. slip when you slip. I got a long, long way to go. You got a long, long way to go. I sleep on the floorboards, I kiss the ground. My heart is a stone, I got a long, long way to go. I got a long, long way to go. But baby, all my life I've been dreaming of you. I've been dreaming of you. I've been dreaming of you. I know the problems I'm left with. See, I know the leaves were our first gift. I know how I hurt you. I'm certain my tongue sets on fire, a furnace. Yeah, we'll always find a way. And we'll always find a way to wake up.
Welcome back to CATR 101.9 FM. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Christina.
And we've got, we're almost on our show, but that was Boots with Dreams featuring Beyonce. And you may be wondering, how does a roughly pretty independent artist get Beyonce to sing on his song and for free?
Tell us,
that?
Sarah. How?
That song, Dreams, was actually released for charity, but Boots was the producer of 9 songs on Beyonce's last album.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, he was kind of, I feel like, her secret weapon.
Nine songs. How many songs were on that album?
I think
again?
There were 14, and then I think maybe 2 more on the deluxe. So he produced half of her album in secret.
Over half
in secret. Yeah, he was her little best kept secret, I think. Before her, he had been
her
really...
entire life is her best kept secret.
That's true. Yeah. I think she's got a really good team behind her, people who are choosing good producers for her to work with, because she worked with Diplo on her album 4, and that was before he had really blown up mainstream as well. So
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, she's got a really good eye. She's got a really good team, and I watched a sort of mini documentary on that album, and he spoke in that, and that basically revealed that she just had a team of like writers from Pharrell, Justin Timberlake, mm-hmm. Timbaland, to lesser known artists such as Boots and Detail, another great producer, and they were just all in a big house in the Hamptons, and they would all have dinner every night, and Sia was there, that
right.
pop singer, and yeah, and they would just kind of all get together. And Boots is going to be coming to Vancouver. He is going to be the opening act for FKA Twigs. They're coming on November 18th at the Commodore Ballroom. And so his show should be amazing. And yeah, his beats are really, if you think you kind of recognize them, they're Beyoncé-worthy beats, I would say. So that's
got to be the highest compliment, hey?
Yeah. And so that's been our show for this week. And you can follow CITR on Twitter.
Their Twitter handle is @CITR, and on Facebook, you can follow them. So that's facebook.com/CITR101.9. This has been Sarah and Christina on the Screen Girls.
On CITR 101.9 FM. Here's Teen Days with Waves.